I think anyone who is from Zimbabwe will understand that home is home. Diaspora is diaspora. Those are two different things. And your calling will come at some point, I think, in your life and in your journey. So I think you've really got to desire it. For us, we decided as a family that it was time to come back home. We had started our own family. We wanted our children to grow up the way we grew up, in our tradition and with our values, and exposed to the culture that we were exposed to. So I think as an individual, you can live in the diaspora and have a very full life, but there's always that yearning deep down that home is home. So once that voice that's deep down starts to come up to the surface, if you are able to answer the call, then you will come back home.
After having decided to go back home, what did you decide to settle on?
When we came back home, I decided that I wanted to be involved in work that involved helping other people, especially based on the exposure and experience that I had had as an individual. So I wanted to work in a capacity that would allow me to capacitate other people. So I work with youth and young people in a youth-based organization. The organization is called the Boost Fellowship, and we work with young people. We basically work to help young people to either be able to get a job. We equip them with the skills that they can use to be able to look for a job. Or we assist them if they want to start their own business or they have a business and they need to grow and develop it. We train them in skills that they need to do this. We also sometimes link them with other organizations that are helping. We sometimes run programs that involve integration of businesses. So there's different things that we do in our capacity as a youth capacity-building organization.
Do you see yourself settling there permanently, or one day you'll say, let me pack my bags and retrace my footsteps to America?
At this time, no. I mean, there's never a good time to come to Zimbabwe. I think when we came 2 years ago, it seemed like it wasn't a good time. When we visited in 2008, it wasn't a good time. So there's never a good time to come back home.